10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
fire one.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Unbelievable. My soul is like bam.
Your battle stations, I'm ready.
Invincible, untouchable.
Let's get hard, quit, cement to the ground.
Maybe I'm just true, I'm just invincible.
Man, your battle stations, I'm ready.
Yo, I got my power glove and my power kicks. Got a lot of children upset, shower kids. You know how it is, they need their Pedialyte. While I'm so hype, I feed the media meteorites. Immediately delete a creep if you're mediocre. And be the reason you tweet and live in La Vida Loca. You thinking you the bomb? What planet you been on? I'll chew that planet and move along like I'm Unicron. Autobot with Serato and a guava drop. Hot as lava, got the salsa and a lot of guac. I hear a lot of talk, go butts, knock it off. I'm too busy dropping car models from Osaka off. Been to my Optimus Prime since 85. Kept it on, repping strong, flexing on space and time. No need for weapons drawn, leprechauns hating vine. Guess who's on, never gone, Megatron, state of mind.
Invincible, untouchable,
yeah.
The incredible, lyrical, and the original.
Unbelievable. My soul is like, bam.
Your battle stations, I'm ready.
Invincible, untouchable.
Word.
Let's get hard, quick, cement to the ground.
Maybe I'm just true, that's just invincible.
In your battle stations, I'm ready.
Ready.
Armor, conventional darts, skilled in the arts, filled with more sensible smarts. To be jaw bound, festival driven, legibles gripping. Uncut, unrated, so understand the mission. Lift pins, incision, surgery spitting. Merge words, turning fit in a various way to listen. Salary risen, I'm high price sipping. Where y'all niggas suck at the basics of straight ripping. Bitch, take notes, see I'm scholared academically. Smashed Italy, last nigga despised literally. You're fucking up the crowd, tight pants on. Flow's not strong, got the whole shit wrong. Born winded, amended, and blow hard savvy. Boys carries like Barry, and ladies wanna grab me. Gladly, y'all fucking with the low budget approved. Mainstream sound, basement, invisible groove.
The invisible, untouchable.
Yeah.
The incredible, lyrical, and the original.
Unbelievable. My phone is like, bam, bam.
Your battle stations, I'm ready.
The invisible, untouchable.
Word. Let's get hard, quick, see back to the ground.
Maybe I'm just true, that's just invincible.
I'm Cybertronian, model citizen, historian, put the time in. Limelight shining, flash, beacon. You can even dance or just have a seat in.
Kick back, relax while we spit acid tracks. See the grill, tilt till you ask where's Ratchet at. Weakling, while we keep six, all of y'all keep sleeping. I'll bring the heat as long as my heart keeps beating.
Lesions, abrasions, scars and bars blazing. Cops hazing, random fights is on occasion. Made men volley off lines to compliment. Prior song astonishing, we majorly dominant.
And there ain't no stopping them. With flames on top of them, the frames made of lithium, so save your oxygen. Kills with the burner, jet planes ain't clocking them. Me and LB Excel, stay out bombing them.
Invincible, untouchable.
Yeah,
the incredible, lyrical, and the original.
Just invincible.
You didn't even touch my skill.
Invincible. Just invincible.
Starting the show today with Ghetto Socks, so that's Invincible. That mix taken from the Grandpa Funny Books mixtape and the arranged rapping song album 2, Dyadic Dynamite. Now my guests this evening on the show, MC Milk Plus. However, all has not gone smoothly. Having recorded an entire interview and discussion with him, more than an hour's worth of recording, I have discovered a fatal error. Some idiot forgot to set the microphone to the correct microphone, so we recorded the whole thing via the laptop's internal mic, and it sounds shit. We will persevere. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce MC Milk Plus, I'm going to play a little bit of the audio, and we're just going to split it up a little bit. So bear with me, the audio is not great in parts, it's listenable, I'll try and clean it up as much as possible, but please enjoy the show.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Joining me today, my special guest,
MC Milk Plus. How you doing, sir?
So, you had a good day, sir?
Pretty good day.
Working in the studio?
Yeah, lots of good people in there. Some good rappers turning it around.
So give the people an idea. What do you do day in, day out?
I run a recording studio in the West End of London, and I kind of nurture and mentor new talent. It's mainly hip-hop. It's mainly street hustlers. It's a homeless organisation I work for. And I try to turn them onto more brainiac,
intelligent rap.
Yeah. Just slightly more cerebral kind of. If you're going to talk about your life, make it honest, but try and make it positive. And it's a constant struggle against that. Everyone wants they just want to talk about how many girls they got, how many guns they got, how
gun,
many
gun bitches and hoes. Is that what
it is? It is pretty much. Yeah. Yes. Hasn't changed since N.W.A.
Now, Milk Plus and I first met on Rhyme Torrents, now known as Cornell.com. And a conversation turned to Danger Aaron, the guy that took over from Don Vito as the admin for the site.
I think it's important to say Nerdcore Now at this point.
Nerdcore Now? Yeah, Nerdcore Now.com.
Previously Rhyme Torrents, by the fabulous Danger Aaron.
It is, indeed, yeah. Who looks a lot older than I thought he did. I'll tell you a little story. Because I contribute to Nerdcore Now.com, I have access to the staff forum, the staff discussion area. And obviously with the new boards coming online, there's a lot of different ways to work. We're using a different system altogether. We're using WordPress. I've never used it before. So Aaron, very helpfully, he's put together little video tutorials for us to show us how to do stuff, how to put videos online, the methods he wants, how he wants it edited and formatted, which is great. Yeah, it's good. But I've only ever really seen Aaron's avatar, and he looks quite young in that.
It's the same avatar, isn't it? It's the one he's had for, 10 years?
He's like Tom from MySpace. He never ages. The thing is,
he's always your friend as well.
But yeah, I was watching a tutorial video, and God, he looks old.
Do you know what? Maybe we should have a competition. Like, let's guess Danger Aaron's age. and whoever wins, I will donate completely free production track to whatever member on the Nerdcore Now board can guess Danger Aaron's age.
If you change your mind on this, we can edit this out. That's a very generous offer just for guessing.
No, I'll do that. But I think
family and Beaker are not allowed to enter. But either he'd had a really rough day. Maybe the video's not doing him much justice. I don't know. Aaron, I love you very much. You're very honest.
Yeah, me too, man.
And you're always very helpful. I was surprised that you're actually, I think I'm probably older than most people imagine. You, sir, are very young, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And then, because I talk as if I've got cotton wool in my mouth, I come across a little bit younger than perhaps I am. So I'm not cussing Aaron for being older than I thought he was, but He's probably like Tom. Tom from MySpace is probably about 54 by now, I reckon. We've babbled on for quite a while in this introductory section. People know you're here now.
Yeah.
Do they know about your music? Probably.
Well, I don't know. I reckon
they're listening for you, not me. I think it's a good time to play one of your tracks.
Let's do it. Let's play Ring Them Bells.
Tarmac. Every day is Cracker Jack. We're power packed with a soundtrack and a anorak. I'm a girl hits like an earthquake. You're gentle as a snowflake. It's the ultimate milkshake. Feel like I won the sweepstake. I've gone out on a limb. No milk plus semi skimmed. No more sink or swim. I'll fill you in. I met a brainiac maniac chick who ticks all the boxes. She's the queen of the foxes. And as we head across France through to Spain, I feel a range of change is flooding right through my brain. Shot right to the mark. Sharp dog, but I feel no pain. The love lone shark unwraps my heart from its cellophane. And oh shit, already I feel a touch unsteady. On light and heady, I don't feel ready like Freddy. But I can throw penny after penny that wishing well. And still now I wanna ring them bells. Traveling along through the long hot summer, riding with my baby right this side. Finding a song with a funky drummer. Finally Cupid got it right this time. If this was spectacle rap, find a respectable chapel. Would you find yourself compelled to tell me we can ring them bells? Ring them with me. Alright. Running along, my whole soul's hypnotizing. My heart is so lighthearted, it's a
could head out to Vegas or just south of the river. Either way, it's well with me. Just say you ring the bells with me. There's a lapse with the maps, God knows which road we're on. There ain't a fat chance in hell we'll find the bloody water bond. So I hit the gas, we turn the music loud and sing along to the next song.
Walking on the moon,
and I'm Neil Armstrong. And right now the streets of matrimony seem paved with gold. Out with the old life and in with a new wife. I draw the curtains from my youth to a new truth. I'm the saber-toothed groom with an attitude to match. I've been snared with this new karma. I've shed my armor. You're still a nerd called charmer, but the drama still lies in knowing whether she'll say yes to a proposal that's based on a guess. I gotta confess I'm at her disposal, but what is life but a catalogue of risks? Maybe brisk, but you've gotta spin your discs. Gotta spin them well with every cell. Gotta sell your spell. Gotta kiss that bliss. Gotta ring them. Find yourself compelled to tell me we can ring them bells. Ring them with me. Alright. Running along, my whole soul's hypnotizing. My heart is so lighthearted, it's a feather. Driving along with a rise on the horizon. Finally Cupid got his shit together. Would you, could you be my Demerara mama? We could drive out to Vegas or just south of the river. Future miniature nerdcore MCs reaching a handful of kilograms, then rapping about holograms and cryptograms, sonograms and pentagrams. But I can throw a penny after penny in that wishing well. Still know I wanna ring.
There with Ring Them Bells, a song written about proposing to his wife. Now 2 weeks ago, Milk Plus was performing at Steal This Gig, a collaborative effort between Scrub Club Records and the Pirate Party UK. We heard in the show last week what Matt had a thought of things. Let's find out a little bit more from Milk Plus.
So recently, sir, we went to the Steal This Gig in Streatham.
That was a bit of a strange night,
wasn't it?
Oh, it was a good day. I got to meet MC Erection and Mad Hatter. MC Erection was a huge fan of Emergency Pizza Party and have been since their first album, and have collaborated with MC Erection on a number of tracks, mainly for Torrance, but also on my solo release there's a collaboration with him. But always, I just love him. I love him. He kind of took nerdcore in a way that I wanted to go in. And so he's been a big inspiration for me. So meeting MC Erection, huge, huge, huge pleasure.
So which song was it you collaborated on your album?
Skankenstein, actually, which was on...
Well, that was on Torrance.
It was on a Torrance release, yes, but I liked it so much, I stole it.
Let's Get Bloody.
Let's Get Bloody. That was it. That was the first EP.
Favourite song off that. The one about...
Keep Your All Your Promises. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that song. I listened to
that. That was a song fight, you know.
Yeah,
it was a song fight. You know,
But
Song Fight is where MC Feinsolot started. Song Fight is where I started. Song Fight is where Torrance is going in the next album.
So let's Steal This Gig. You were asked to perform a duty. You had to sign a PP UK, Pirate Party UK t-shirt, isn't this right?
That's right. I felt like a rock star. Yeah. It was brilliant.
That's amazing. All the artists.
Seriously, I signed five of them.
Five?
No, I signed five of them.
Did you?
Oh yeah, five.
Cheeky fuckers. Do you know what? We're looking at the eBay bid now. There's 2 hours, 22 minutes to go on this rare piece of nerdcore history. It's a signed t-shirt from performers that steal this gig in Streatham Hill. Milk Plus, MC Erection, B-Type, Super Powerless, Too Many Tees, Mad Hatter. They're all signed, these five t-shirts. The eBay listing states there are four t-shirts. But yeah, fuck it, why wouldn't you keep one? Why wouldn't you? This historic piece of merchandise.
Tell them what the buy it now price is.
The buy it now price is just a mere £500 plus £4 postage. £504
You can start bidding at £29. What's that? What, about $40? If you bid within the next 2 hours, so if you're...
This will go out next Wednesday.
This is going to be gone by then. They'll relist it, though. They're going to relist it.
You would hope so. Probably people listening to this show relist four of these t-shirts. You can keep your one. I know it means a lot. Keep it. And
buy it now, £500.
£504. But no, reasonably, £29, and you can have this quality item.
No, it was good quality when I signed it. I've got to say, yeah.
Fruit of the loom.
It's good quality cotton.
Right, good quality t-shirt.
Yep.
With hashtag PPUK12 on the back. Actually, if you check the website, check the unheardnerd.com, and go to culture as a category, you'll come across my little rant about the listing. And you can click through to the bit that's finished. If it's relisted, it'll be there again. But check that out for this once in a lifetime piece of memorabilia, the Steal This Gig London show. And you can own that. You really can. Nobody wants to, but you really could own it if you wanted. Anyway, the show was good. So you met MC Rection, Mad Hatter. Was he everything you thought he'd been?
Everything and more. So what energy that guy has.
Very enigmatic, isn't he?
Yeah, very enigmatic and full of energy. I mean, he's... blimey, he made me want to move to the States. We're fighting a losing battle here.
Yeah.
My friend, we are trying to spread the word of
the word of the nerd
to the British people, and you know, I mean, the turnout at the Pyro Party was acceptable, and it was a good atmosphere. Come on, I enjoyed that gig. I don't care. It was the first time I'd ever got up on stage, and I did it with MC Erection and Mad Hatter. I mean, what more could you want? And I'm proud to have been a part of it. To be honest,
it was a good gig. I mean. Yeah. This one, I didn't really know what to expect, but do you know what? It fulfilled all my expectations, and as you say, much more. I really did enjoy it. I really loved Mad Hatter's company. I loved meeting Rection, as quiet and shy as he is. Super Powerless was cool. B-Type was cool. Looks like a potato, apparently. But the whole lot, and Too Many Tees as well, really were my surprise of the show. I really enjoyed their set.
Google it, guys.
Too Many Tees, one of my highlights of the Steal This Gig show, and an unexpected surprise. Never come across them before, despite them being local to my area. So it seems like a perfect opportunity to play one of their tunes. It's available for free download from their Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Too Many Tees. That's TOOMANYTS. Check it out.
I give you everything and more, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I give you diamond rings and things hot to your door.
To your door.
Do you with it like I give you diamonds bright. All the things that will excite. Make a dream of me at night.
You and me, love, forever we maintain. Hot under the covers and together we make shades.
Get away, save it for another day. I'm a Superman and this girl is my lowest slave.
Oh yeah, well I'm gripped tonight. What? Together I'm gripped. Well, you better sit down, she's my chick tonight.
Oh hey, listen, it's like this. I know that she likes me. I seen her on my side just flicking her eye. Uh-huh.
You want a competition? Give it all you got. Let's hit her with a rhythm. What? I will cook an Indian chicken dish for dinner.
Well, I would cook a fresh fish out of any given river.
But you wouldn't deliver.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Man, I beg to differ. Say it like a winner, man, I'm up and I lie down.
Well, you ain't getting it. You know that she's my man.
Well, I give you everything.
nothing no more, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I give you diamond rings and things back to your door.
To your door.
You with it like I give you diamonds bright. Wanna be the will excite. Make a dream of me at
night. Listen, for your love, love, there isn't enough love. I wouldn't give her a little kiss on my lips and we'll seal this.
Rhymes, you're a cock blocker. She's a showstopper. What she wanna do with you? You're just a dope jockey.
Nah, but I got the text. Morning sex, showing me your legs and exposing her breasts.
Don't test, check whatever next. Man, you're a liar, your pants on fire.
Nah, but hers will be in the third degree, certainly.
Keep kidding yourself, every word I speak. She's hanging on to me, not you.
What, you?
Yeah, me.
He's up, Mr. G stuff. You ain't getting anywhere near a D cup.
You neither. Huh? Can't you see her with that geezer?
Jesus, that sucker needs a beat.
I give you everything and more, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I give you diamond rings and things back to your door.
To your door.
You with it like I give you diamonds bright. Wanna be the world exile. Make a dream of me at night.
Yeah.
Do you mean what I'm doing? What are you doing?
Just coming in and trying to take over like that.
She had her eyes on me first, mate.
You know I spotted her first.
She's been all over me.
What you always do is come in and try and weasel your way in.
Weasel? You're like the brown roll Weasley.
I'm out of London.
What are you on about?
Bollocks.
I give you everything and more, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I give you diamond rings and things back to your door.
To your door.
You with it like I give you diamonds bright.
Right.
Wanna be the world exile. Make a dream of me at night.
Yeah.
Too Many Teas there with a track called For Your Love. You can download that for free. Let's find out a little bit more about Milk Plus's history. What happened before the nerdcore days?
I was a pop fiend in the 80s. I loved the pop music. I loved the productions of Trevor Horn, the really big stuff. And kind of cut my teeth with four-track recording. Got into the Beatles, got into smoking a bit of spliff and a bit of LSD and went a bit trippy. And yeah, and then formed a guitar band and got signed, toured. And, 10 years later, got dropped. As happens with
the name of this
thousands
band?
Of thousands of bands.
Is the name secret?
No. The name of the band was Swinger. I mean, we were signed to EMI Records. We were vying for radio time with the likes of Menswear, Elastica, Blur. It was right in the heart of 95, 96. But, it's that famous saying, millions try, thousands make it, fewer still make it big. And it was just one of those things.
And what was your role in the band? What did you do?
Well, I was the front man, yeah. I sang, wrote the songs and played guitar. And I've got some very happy memories of that time. I wouldn't change it for anything.
So moving on from the band, so that all went up.
Yeah.
What happened there, Andrew? You got dropped from the label?
Yeah, we got dropped from a label and our management at pretty much the same time, which was quite devastating. I don't think I really touched a recording console for about 2 years after that. Late 90s. I just went raving, went a little bit mad. And then, got into this song fight thing. I heard about song fight and I went on there. I listened to not only the hip-hop, I really got into the hip-hop later, but all of the bands that were submitting to that website. I loved the idea of a deadline. I loved the idea of you've got a week to write a song and we'll give you the title. From a musician's point of view, from someone who was, being very, very, disheartened with the whole thing and, finding it hard to get motivated, being given a song title and a deadline was quite a good thing.
Yeah, just explain the song fight.
So it's a weekly songwriting competition. It's www.songfight.org, and they give you a title and they give you about 10 days to write and submit a song with that title. People on the internet vote for your song? To be honest, there's not an awful lot of tracks. There's a quite close-knit community of people that have been submitting for 10 years. But as I said, MC Frontal started there. You know, some other Nerdcore artists have been on there, and I was one.
And you had a little bit of success with that. You won?
Yeah, well, I won quite a few, yeah. Cool. I mean, with Milk Plus and with Torrance as well. And Torrance is very much more linked to Songfly than I am. Will continue to be, as we'll find out later.
So as Milk Plus, what was the first Milk Plus song that came to be?
It was If I Were Italian. It was Song Fight in 2006, I believe. I don't know what brought that about. I just did the song, I submitted it, and it won. And
did that act as a catalyst for the rest of
the album? No, not really. I took a lot of time out after that, and then came back to it years later once Beefy and MC Router and a lot, you know, what they call the second generation of Nerdcore artists came out. Yeah, I started listening to that music again, and it really touched a chord. Emergency Pizza Party, huge influence. Yeah, and I just began working on that debut album, and it just took years and years. Well, yeah, the second one's an even difficult second album, man. It's really hard. I'm struggling, but, you know, I'll get this next Torrance album out of the way, and then, you know, it's all guns blazing with us.
Brilliant. So looking back, what song influenced you early on? If there's an early rap, Nerdcore song, anything in particular that influenced you?
It's an odd one.
An odd one.
It's an odd one, but it was actually the track "Dogs Are Weird" by Emergency Pizza Party. It was that track. I heard that track. I can't remember where, what I was doing, but I heard that track. It was on a Nerdcore stream or website or something, and the track's about food or something. But it wasn't that. It was the delivery. It was the Emergency Pizza Party. I love the name. I love the whole concept of that band. You know, and each character was completely original and had skills. They made me want to make music again. Thank them for that, always.
Well, why are we going to get some pizza? Is there another track you want to play? Let's play one of yours now, let's play someone else's.
Okay, I want to play a track by the real original UK Nerdcore MC Category. Now, Category, a lot of people won't have heard of this guy. He released an album, it was either 1999 or 2000, but it was a long time ago. The album was called Geek for Life, and we're going to play the title track, Geek for Life.
Oh, what the fuck? Every single morning when I get out of my bed, I grab a cup of coffee and then a cigarette. I gulp it down, inhale it in. I play a game of Bomberman and usually win. Boot up my PC and check the news on Joystick, Boing Boing or DS Homebrew. UKR is also worth a read. Zorg is a very clever man indeed. When finished with forums and my email, I shut my eyes and think of a female. Tug one out to get me going, get those creative juices flowing. I mean, you can't really blame me. I'm just a single geek with way too much time on his hands. And you know what? Fuck you, I'm proud. I'm a geek for life now and never change. Through love or strife, it'll stay the same. A geek for life now and never change. Porno, anime, video games. I'm a geek for life now and never change. Call another Mewtwo, but it stayed the same. A geek for life now and never change. Porno, anime, video games. Like the big man Beefy, I'm not an MC. I'm the master of dungeons, not ceremonies. Or I would be if all my friends played, but they all think RPGs are lame. They've played zombies once or twice, but that is where they draw the line. In fact, they hardly game at all. Probably don't even remember Zool. My VHS collection is getting huge, with Dune Dark Skies and Critters 2. Creepshow, Guyver, Akira and Kids. This could become a very long list. So I sit back, roll a spliff, and hey presto, another rendition of my manifesto of how I live my life. For life now and ever change. Through love or strife, it'll stay the same. A geek for life now and ever change. Porno, anime, and video games. I'm a geek for life now and ever change. But another 100 levels would stay the same. A geek for life now and ever change. Porno, anime, and video games. My main cabinet is only half built. My comic box is only half filled. My coding skills end at hello world. My social skills can't get me a girl. With my yo-yo I can't trapeze, but I can throw a brain twister with ease. So ladies and gentlemen, calm down please. There's something I'm starting to see.
I see you all lining up to diss these crappy lyrics that I try to spit. My weird sound, my bad timing, I know it's crap, but at least I'm trying. I've never met another UK rapper who can keep up with my geeky banter, who has the style, has the flow, has the power to control the show. Even though I've hardly been on stage, if Solidaire's listening, and that may change, put me up on Electronica night and I'll bust some grooves that all the kids like. Come on guys, just like 10 minutes. Seriously, I've played two Nerdapaloozas. I'm ready. I'm a geek for life now and never change. New love or strife, it'll stay the same. A geek for life now and never change. Porno, anime and video games. I'm a geek for life now and never change. Got a toad on my leg, but it'll stay the same. A geek for life now and never change. Porno, anime and video games. I'm a geek for life now and never change. New love or strife, it'll stay the same. A geek for life now and never change. Porno, anime and video games.
The thing is with categories that he was the first guy to do it.
Yeah.
In the UK, you know, he was, I mean, I've got a good B-type, or as he was known then, Mr. B, his dude. I mean, he's featured on that album, but it was very refreshing to hear Category's album. I mean, he was old school nerdcore. I mean, he's rapping about arcades, he's rapping about video games, you know, the kind of stuff that was in that era that followed with Beefy and MC Router, where the content was very much nerd related.
Yes.
Whereas I think it's changed now, and I think it's expanded, and I think that's a good thing.
So you think there's more pressure on artists in nerdcore now to be a bit more clever with their lyrics, a bit more educated, or?
No, I don't personally know. I think it's a lot more about people just rapping about their lives, like everyone does, but just being honest about what, you know, what they do. I mean, not every nerd likes to play computer games, you know, wears glasses, was bullied at school. I mean, it's a misconception. Also, nerdcore could take many forms. I mean, a classic example, the next track being played by Baba Brinkman, who's a Darwinist extraction, written a track called Creationist Cousins, where he debates over the supper table the concepts of the origin of species with his religious relatives. I think it's lyrical wordplay at its best.
Yeah. Creationist cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creationist cousins, with my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and saying, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? See, that's the idea that most enrages Darwin detractors. The idea that we came from ape-like ancestors. Some people still question this and say, if we came from monkeys, then how come there's monkeys still in existence? Allow me to illustrate a similar instance. I'm a descendant from Dutch Calvinist immigrants who came to Canada in the 1950s, and I still have second cousins who live in the Netherlands, but they're not my ancestors, they're my relatives, since we have common genetic elements inherited from our great-grandparents. That's just 3 generations back, but here's the relevance. 3,000 generations back, human beings all have common ancestors, so really, we're all relatives, which also means all relationships are relatively incestuous. Further back, we also have common ancestors with chimps and gorillas and elephants and plants, and billions of years back, our ancestors are all single cellular. But what I find incredible isn't this principle of unity of common descent. That's just elegant. What's incredible to me is that some of my living relatives still believe that the earth was created by a benevolent god about 70 odd centuries ago, around the time of the Egyptians, and that that same god is currently manipulating the elements, and that evolutionism is devilish. Did I mention that I was descended from Calvinist fundamentalists? Well, I still have living cousins as dedicated representatives, approximately 20% of them. And at the dinner table, we debate statistics, and those debates get kind of interesting. They go like this. Creationist cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creationist cousins, my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and saying, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? So I say, creationism is unscientific. 99% of practicing scientists accept evolution is the best explanation we have for living systems. Why? Because there's
overwhelming empirical evidence. And they say, Bubba, science isn't run by consensus. That 1% is quite significant. Those are the creationist scientists who have found signs of intelligent design. But whenever they try and publish it in the mainstream literature, they get blacklisted. Besides, your presuppositions are materialistic. Maybe all that evidence that scientists say they've collected just proves that God wants our faith to be tested. So then I say, but that means your benevolent God is perpetrating a massive intellectual fraud. So either evolution is the victim of a frame job which explains all of its predictive successes, or we have to separate God from the scientific method. And that's when my sister steps in to defend a different kind of creationism, cultural creationism, also known as social constructivism or postmodernism. She says, Baba, the Western scientific method is just as subjective as every other cultural tradition, except it's just better at pretending to be objective, because like all behavior is socially constructed, and mostly it just promotes injustice, and like gender roles have nothing to do with genitals. They're just a way for men to control women's goals and try to turn us all into Playboy centerfolds. Because like, haven't you heard about that tribe in the Amazon where the woman does the man's jobs and hunts and plants the crops and brings home the food for the man to wash? I can't remember exactly what that clan is called, but I know it's a published fact because I read about it in my women's studies class, and it proves that gender is a socially constructed act. So how does sociobiology explain that? And all I can do is try to come back with more statistics about the high percentage of indigenous societies where polygamy is prolific, and about human sexual dimorphism and the different reproductive investments between men and women, which of course then gets my religious cousins offended because it doesn't credit Genesis with our humble beginnings. And let's just say the discussions are endless. But it isn't about who is impartial, okay? Nobody is impartial. It's about how much evidence you can marshal and how you deliver the parcel. And when my relatives argue, I have to have faith that we can reach the genuine article in a rational way. That's a different kind of faith than my cousins have in divine creation. But hey, to all of my relatives and fellow primates, I say, if it makes you feel better, go ahead and pray. In fact, here's how I pray in a secular way. I say, I have creationist relatives and relative apes, and I wish them all happiness, whatever their faith. And I wish myself patience, since I relish debates. Let us all be respectful and still tell it straight. Okay? What? What? Creationist cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creationist cousins, my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and saying, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? Creationist cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creationist cousins with my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and saying, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? Okay. I hope it's okay.
Bubba Brinkman there, and one of Milk Plus's influential songs. Now we'll just take a few minutes out to catch up on the new releases this week. We've got a new Swamp Thing album due out. They have a release party on the 26th of October at Elmore Cambo in Toronto. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Playing at that show will be Word Burglar, more or less, and I'm sure you'll get to hear the album there. Admission is $10, gets you the CD. $7 without the CD, come on, don't be skinflint. Pay that extra $3, get the CD, it's well worth it. I got their last EP sent over. Thomas there at Han Solo Records sent that over in double quick time. Took 3 days from Toronto to London in England. And also the Grandpa Funny Books mixtape, which I ordered, took no more than 5 days. He really ships those very quickly. So get on the case there. Richie Branson has his Otaku Tuesday compilation out, Return of the Otaku King. Richie Branson basically every week takes a different anime, makes a rap about it, and then at the end of the season he puts them together in a compilation. The current compilation is of 7 songs. The last 2, I believe, are previews of what's to come from Richie. The remaining 5 are songs you've probably heard before, but put together in a compilation. Random has a new album out, River City Random. The man's pretty prolific. It's available to buy via Bandcamp now. Prices start at $5, and it's a tribute to the game River City Random. Now, he says it took about 3 years to make. And so we're going to play a song from Richie Branson and a song from Random. Starting with Random, this is Sock Hop.
This is the result of Saturday morning cereal and 8-track stacked on the stereo. They say that I'm lyrical. The fact that I'm breathing is still a miracle. Wrote a song about it, like to hear it, here it go. Let go, I love that video, it's real dope. 50,000 views later, still broke. I miss riding the bus with real folks. I miss my mom too, although we still close. Kinda different cause I'm across the map. And I know she in the jungle amongst them wild cats. Spitting wild raps like I did a while back. When I was a child, I acted like a child act. So I come back with a different style track. We old heads trying to bring a little style back. Come on. Sock hop. Hip hop meets bebop. Non-stop all day, that's how we rock. Sock hop. Yeah, we keep the party indoors. Shoes off, we don't wanna mess up the gym floor. Sock hop. Sock hop. Sock hop. Grab my partner, let's go to the sock hop. Sock hop. And you better get your body on the floor. Release dates never change, keep me pacing, nervous. Praying nerds and backpackers make a purchase. Biting my nails, waiting for reviews to surface. Mom happy, she don't have to remove the curses. They ask, don't you dream of stacking the grand? I do, but I leave crowds clapping their hands. That's true, I do me and avoid the drama too. Just wanna make the old head say I'm proud of you. Don't wanna let you down, try not to mess around. Wanna perfect my sound, don't wanna stress you now. I hope my early raps don't surface. And if they do, I say that I was whack on purpose. Fly so high, call it Acro Circus. Mega Ram, Mega Jams, that's your service. Sock hop. Hip hop meets bebop. Non-stop all day, that's how we rock. Sock hop. Yeah, we keep the party indoors. Shoes off, we don't wanna mess up the gym floor. Sock hop. Sock hop. Sock hop. Grab my partner, let's go to the sock hop. Sock hop. And you better get your body on the floor. Shh, quiet down, don't alert the faculty. It's where we dance all night till we got dragon feet. Ha, supposed to be in detention for beating down Blade and a zombie henchman, girl. I can extinguish a burning heart. We're wrapped behind the bleachers, Sherman Park. Thorough, before you know it, my world is dark. Play my role from the beginning so I earn the part. But you know I stay with the slick moves. Got my mojo back so I can in cruise. Move till I zoom like the Commodores. Bring the hammer to the track like the Mighty Thor. I'm a flying car and you're a dinosaur. And for that I walk alone like Dinosaur. Bippity boppity boo, you ain't stopping the crew. Shine like the Monopoly shoe. So until we go bankrupt, we gon' keep dancing. Gotta keep the stereo cranked up, it's inappropriate. Move around till you get motion sick. Bar. Now you see how it's supposed to get. They say that I got splendid verses, 8-bit rap king, but I didn't birth it. Ran, spit it, pixel perfect. What? And I haven't even yet skimmed the surface. Emerged it. Sock hop. Hip hop meets bebop. Non-stop all day, that's how we rock. Sock hop. Yeah, we keep the party indoors. Shoes off, we don't wanna mess up the gym floor. Sock hop. Sock hop. Sock hop. Grab my partner, let's go to the sock hop. The sock hop. And you better get your body on the floor.
Representing for the Principality of Zion. Killing all these rappers with a flow coded than Freon. Yeah, I'm prime time with it like Dion. Richie trying to shine like that Beam Saber Neon. Yeah, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. These rappers taking shots, what you thought I wouldn't notice you. Them shots you taking, I suggest you focus on them photo shoots before you make me hop in that Zaku mobile suit. Find out where you are and charge with max velocity and spit a large amount of bars with Shard's ferocity. Richie kill them all, I don't need to drop a colony. Illest of them all with a new type philosophy. Running through my veins, so I'm yelling Sieg Zeon. If you didn't know my name, turn your TV on. Richie in the heat of the battle causing fatality, so pay attention.
attention while I represent my principality.
Came from the bottom, now I made it to the top. New type flow, I'm the hottest on the block. Somebody tell these haters that I'm never gonna stop. Never. Till I kill them all like a colony drop. I'm yelling out, Seek Zion, Seek Zion. Yeah, I'm yelling out, Seek Zion, Seek Zion, Seek Zion. The competition ain't on the level that we on.
Yeah, I spit a hot barrage, a dope flow that'll leave these haters dropping jaws. While the battle rages on, no stop or pause. I think outside the box, I am not Laplace. Nah. In fact, I'm the rap game's full frontal. Focused on victory, vision remains tunnel. When they see me approach, they choke and start running. Cause they know that I'm the legendary Shah, second coming. Every day I see these haters harboring negative emotions, cause I'm on the brink of greatness. Focus, never hard to think. Mind frame of a villain, not Minaj or Lynx. Before you run into battle with Richie, let me warn you. I will outmaneuver you like I'm in a Sinanju. And if you didn't know, my flow is vomit sick. I'm killing every track like a red comic kick.
Richie came from the bottom, now I made it to the top. New type flow, I'm the hottest on the block. Somebody tell these haters that I'm never gonna stop. Never. Till I kill them all like a colony drop. I'm yelling out, Seek Zion, Seek Zion. Yeah, I'm yelling out, Seek Zion, Seek Zion, Seek Zion. The competition ain't on the level that we on.
Richie Branson there with Seek Zion from his A Taco Tuesday series, and before that, Random with Sock Hop from his new album, River City Random. What's going on in other nerd news? Well, not a great deal on at the moment. In celebration of 10 years of Firefly, the Joss Whedon sci-fi series, there is a lovely little book that's been published by Titan Books. I say little, it's actually quite a big book, hundreds of pages, full colour. It brings together for the first time three of their most successful titles, and also gives you a few extras. There's 9 full colour frameable prints of the cast there. You can get that for about £18 via Amazon. It's going to probably cost you double that from other bookstores. Now, back to Milk Plus, and we're going to join him now with a bit of a revelation.
Do you know what? I don't listen to an awful lot of nerdcore.
Okay, there's a revelation, people.
Yeah, but...
Hang on. Nerdcore superstar, no. MC Milk Plus, doesn't listen to nerdcore.
Let's rephrase that. There's been a 2-year hiatus, let's call it, where I haven't listened to a lot of nerdcore. And then recently, since joining up with Mad Hatter and Torrance, their next Torrance album, I've had a lot more nerdcore on my rotation on my iPod. And I've come to realise a few things. I mean, listen to the Rhyme Torrance compilations from number 5, 6, 7, 8, and then up to 9, where I think I was first featured in my favourite track from any compilation, Go With The Flow, Bud Arranger, featuring Kabuta the Python, Batty Goodness.
That seems like a good point to play that song.
Let's play it.
This beat is really weird. I like it. I just wanna flow all over it.
That's kinda fucked up, dude.
Get on your good foot, you should put it forward if you know how to flow to the flare from out your stereo. Rhyming very pro, get into your mind state. Why waste time? Go and Google up the MySpace. Down underdogs, wonder how the thunder cause bass kick placed in your face like I'm a punter. Won the right to send my sign to a satellite. Shake it to the left and then I roll and then I rattle right. Wanna battle, I'll shatter all your fantasies. Can you see the raps that's tastier than aniseed? Melodies ain't fatter than my father's. Better buy a host, whack rapper cause you'll die first. Action on the intro, things go according to the plan. Follow commands and I'm rewarding you. Courting you with the hit type written. Better get a brown umbrella for the shit I'm spitting.
Oh, that was good.
What?
Kabuto, you gotta try this, man.
Alright, you're kinda fucking creeping me out, though. Let's get into this. You ain't glad that I'm back fast. Smack you with the bat whack. Run up on your dad hat. Tap him with the blackjack. Hopping all your property properly like a pack rat. Budo got the link of hella blogger type of track backs. You ain't on a rap track, man, but you act that ill. Flow and make him going damn, but you lack that. Rethink a 3-finger slap to your hat rack. Free think I think I'm key to do it, throw your fat sack. Fat stack, rocking on my head, cause I stay fly. You be on
ugly and irritating like a mayfly. Stay high, speeding in a whip and you may die. Say guy, rolling in the dough like you AI. But at the same time, we be postulating, plotting, take a gay guy's cheese. Will that sound fruity? N-H-J-I-C. Fuck a snake thing, I'm sharpening my canine. Yo, you mad, it's always bitching about the tempo where you can't slow in terms of your mental capacity. Well, that's a fact, though. Bump it in the UK, all the grievous chaps and chaps know. This is why Kabuto is the illest with the rap flow.
Yeah, I know you like that.
Fuck, where's your other hand, dude?
Hey, fatty.
Oh, what's up?
Get over here, get on this.
Get on what? Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Are there three of us right now?
Hey, we should collab.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, we're supposed to be doing a song right now.
Oh my god, we better do it then.
Down under Kabuto in my smooth flow. To yo, fatty, lay you flatly with the judo. Fruit throw, slap you like a pimp of pizza, dude, so food ho. Either way, I bash you, I'm a nude pro sumo. Danger, Alpha and the Ranger. On these tracks like David Hayter, south of the equator. Play that game more than MC's Rhyme Vader with Saber. It's cool, though, everybody does it sooner or later. Yo, waiter, can I get a check? Mic check. You kids have got it mixed up like a bump spike set. I spit it sicker than your lady's lump right breast. My punches have two ways to leave you stumped like vets. Pop like pump white heads. Only deaths with tiny. Only bump tight threads. Or your girl's vagina. Bitch, I trump like threats. Does that mean you? Kinda. If your talent can be tapped, I'm guessing it's from behind ya.
I can't believe you just said that.
This hip-hop banger was brought to you by Misdirection.
Oh, gross.
The Ranger.
More like the Ranger.
Kabuto the Python.
What?
And Fatty Goodness.
Dude, where am I right now?
That's a good question. Cracker, please.
Absolutely love that track. Now, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's easy to do so. You can catch me on Twitter. It's at The Unheard Nerd. You can get me on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/TheUnheardNerd. If you want to do it via email, it's TheUnheardNerd@gmail.com. And also via the website, TheUnheardNerd.com. Now, coming up to the end of the show, it's time for the last section. With Milk Plus.
So what are you working on at the moment, solo or torrent stuff?
It's all torrents at the moment. It's been torrents for about 6 months on this album. It's a labour of love. It's a bit of an albatross, but it's taken forever to finish. We want to do 18 tracks, so it's kind of the album is Nerdcore International. There's going to be 18 tracks around the world. I wanted some foreign language stuff. I wanted Rye Cashmere, and apparently she was going to do it, and she didn't. And it's what happens with torrents. People drop in and drop out, and you know, I spend my life emailing people for verses, and they don't turn up. And,
kind of the nature of the beast, I suppose.
It is, yeah.
It's never evolving in line.
No, absolutely, and that's what torrents is all about. Torrents is the, you know, okay, there might be a core family, but it really isn't about that. It's about the whole community. Stepping in, yeah, I think the next album's got more rappers than we've ever had. It's going to be good. It's going to be a bit darker than usual, but it's free. It's on Scrub Club Records, coming out in the year.
And so how far through that are you now? Are you finishing up?
We're polishing up the end. We've got a couple more tracks still to do, but we're in the final furlong.
And so how did Torrents come about? I mean, you are pretty much the linchpin in the whole thing, aren't you?
It was myself and Fatback Supreme. A regular on Nerdcore now, and an artist, and also kind of guitar, kind of hip hop metal artist with his band Headlock. Fatback Supreme was the first guy to ever kind of befriend me on the Rhyme Torrent boards, and we kind of hit it off quite early and set up this band Torrents, and had the idea of creating a band that wasn't a band, that was, you know, that didn't have any members, that was constantly rotating and evolving with different members, different producers. And we might be the main force that drives it, but it really is about gathering as many people as possible.
Is it fair to say that you and the Coffin Pop do most of the production on that?
It's well, there's four people actually in the core family, as it were. Myself and Fatback Supreme, obviously. Coffin Pop joined us a couple of years ago, and now XOC has joined us as a fourth core member due to being around from the start, and he's producing some tracks which we're collaborating on, me and him, and so we've got, you know, an extra body in there. But
that album sort of wrapping up, what are your plans? Are you planning to market that, promote it in a big way, or just leave that up to Scrub Club to get out?
Well, it'd be nice to get another review. I mean, we got a really, really good review on Wired. I mean, it was Geek Dad, but it was Wired for the Big Kahuna. I mean, the guy Curtis, I don't think he did us a favour. He genuinely liked that album. Mm-hmm. And I read that review and I was buzzing. I mean, it was great to get a bit of recognition for that album, because it was another labour of love. That took over a year to make, and it was good fun. It was good, great working with Cloth and Pop. It's onwards and upwards with Torrance. We're going to play the first single. This is myself and Fatback Supreme collaborating production-wise, featuring Viet Vu, who I admire as a rapper immensely. HD Ninja, my god, you don't need to say any more about those guys. They've been around for ages. Everyone loves them. And then myself and Fatback Supreme resurrecting the characters of the ninja and the bear from Robot Ninja Zombie Bear, which is on our Let's Get Bloody EP.
Huge thanks then to MC Milk Plus. As he alluded to there, we have a world exclusive of the new Torrance track from their forthcoming album, Nerdcore International, which we'll be playing the show out with. All that's left to say is thanks for listening. Thanks to Milk Plus for being such a sport. Sorry the audio turned out a bit ropey, but we all learn from our mistakes. Show 2 is going to happen. So anyway, enjoy the last song of the show. This is Ninja Vanish.
Takes you just a flash, and I'm slashing you with my pistol. Reptile, last is spitting Mortal Combatants. Invisibly, we slide and sneak or drop that ass like a Magnum. Throw the spear, get over here. Punch comes out, let's teleport. My roots as clear as quartz. By the red foot, my shoulder sports. I'm cohorts, a ninja master of the ace. Step is flying guillotine, remains unseen until it lands on top of your head. And 7 rest your leg, the rest escape just won't be managed. 7 bodies stretched out on the floor, but where's the ninja vanished?
Your meat, I take a little time for siesta. Better when I'm resting. Time machine that right before I unravel your intestine.
Wanna wait or teleport around the room and never stop. I go all over, never sober, overload and blow it up.
I shoot a grapple out the shrapnel, catch the roof and reel it up. A ninja never floats in golden pockets, overflow the top. Yeah, we train real hard, doing nothing every day. A lazy ninja don't play, playing video games.
I still upgrade your reality without even trying. So many pixels posted pulmonary, blow it open wide. I got a million colors, fade your shine, double it down and overheat it. Fire brains inside, just gonna kick while I make it easy.
Being what a way to hiding in plain view. Ninja vanish, we remain in running wild on you.
Invisible guns of a ninja.
Zombie and the bear back in Las Vegas. Programmed the robot to beat the fucking ninja Grand Nagus. Now we're robbing banks across the tri-state area, pulling jobs and high from Cape Town to Gran Canaria.
I was programmed for kung fu, karate chops and hip hop. Not gonna stop till I'm up at the tip top. Psychotic cyborg, underground overlord. Step into the robot, I'll paralyze your spinal cord.
So break out the clash, your stash, just hand it over before the robot pulls your fucking head off your shoulder.
I can crush it like a boulder, watch your ashes smolder. Can't do that.
now it's over.
A dream combination of man meets machine, yeah.
Split like a hair, vanish into the air.
Game over.